Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up a car.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing wonderful. We're live. We're live at Walt Disney World today on our way again.
Yeah. Sitting in the parking lot. Woohoo! Got a view of Spaceship Earth, though. So there you go.
How do you get any better than that, John?
Well, I could actually be playing at the park instead of working, but, you know, if you have to work, it's not a bad place.
It's better than what I usually look at. I looked at a bunch of scruffy old men and an old drywall spot on the wall, and I ain't looking at no Spaceship Earth, so.
Well, true enough.
So, the weather's gorgeous today, unlike the week we were there wasn't bad. If it wasn't for, now that it's not there no more, if it wasn't for the mask, I don't think it would have been nowhere near as hot as what it felt because of the mask.
Yeah, obviously the air gets trapped in your face and stuff like that, so it's good to see. I'm happy for the people that are here that they're relaxing the, or at least the outdoor policy on masks and stuff like that. And I think that's just going to be the first step, because you know, as soon as they say you don't have to wear it outside, well, then people are going to lose it and forget it and everything else, trying to find it to go inside. So I think I would say, what do you think? 3 weeks? They'll just get rid of the masks altogether.
Yeah, I don't want to be, and don't take me being, again, political or whatever, I'm not trying to be, but at this point, in another couple weeks, if you don't get it, it's your problem. I feel bad for you, but you chose not to do it. I know people now that have called within the last few days and got them scheduled for a day or two. You understand what I'm saying? So there's no reason for you not to have it right now. It's only because you don't want it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's the single dose available again if you're afraid of two shots and everything else. And I mean, so yeah, at this point, and if you don't get it and you still feel uncomfortable, there's nobody saying that you have to not wear a mask. So yeah, if you want to wear a mask, knock yourself out. I'm just, oh God, I'm waiting for that day when they tell me I don't have to wear it anymore out here. So.
No, and again, I feel bad for somebody who's can't drive or can't get somewhere. I understand that anyway, but you're not going to be out in the public anyway if you choose not to. But if you're running to Target every day and roaming around and going willy-nilly and you don't have the shot, why should I be punished because you refuse to have the shot?
Yep, exactly.
So that's where I'm at right now. Yeah, I was all on board. I wore my mask every day. I am probably a few hundred dollars in the hole for buying all the masks. I'm probably $1,000 in the hole because my wife uses the reusable ones and we use them. And I'm exaggerating, but you get my point, John. We bought a ton of masks. We applied by the rules. And I know you did too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Obviously, I work at Disney. I don't have much choice.
Exactly. So. And my wife works in the dental field, and I work in construction and the sites that I'm on and medical. We all had to wear them. So we all complied, but at this point now, if you refuse to get it, I feel horrible for you, but at this point, it's on you. Why should I still be punished because some people don't want to get the shot? If that's their beliefs, then why should I have to wear my mask and for you, if you, now? Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it goes as far as like the schools too, where the anti-vaxxers at schools, that their children, they won't let their children get the shot. That's fine, but don't punish the other 27 children in the class.
Yes.
Because your child won't get a shot.
That's your belief, and that's fine. I'm not holding, but don't punish me for your beliefs.
Yeah, exactly.
So, our friend Judith, did you see she launched a little YouTube channel, John?
Well, I'll have to go check it out. No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I had her on the show. She did a trip report that'll be out next week, and she was on, and she did two little hauls. She actually talked about you and thanked you and all on the show, and shows again you were our favorite, John.
Well, I'm going to change your name from Captain Handsome to Captain Insecurity. That's what I'm going to do.
No, I'm not insecure, John. I am gorgeous, and I know it. I'm Captain Handsome, but I call it the way I see it. I do know that it's her. You're her favorite, John. It's not a problem. I'm okay with it. And the show is called JBL Adventures. JBL
Hey,
Adventures.
Judith, that set you straight anyway. Tommy's her favorite, so.
Yeah. Well, you're her you're her favorite non-husband, John. How's that sound?
Well, I do send her magic stuff all the time, Doug, so, you know.
Well, I don't care if you bribe her or not. You're still her favorite. Anyway, JBL Adventures is her show, and she actually had you on there, and she showed the little Tinkerbell pen you gave her in the pillow, John. She was cuddling them both. Oh, I love my Johnny. Dougie, and she said right on air, Doug, don't give me these things. That's exactly what she said, John.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it, but I read it in her eyes. I really did, John.
Yeah, I see it.
I read between the lines, Johnny. But anyway, go join our wonderful friend Judith. And she talks about a nice dress she got from Morocco on the show. And me and Brenda truly believe she spilled coffee, so she had to buy a dress to go to dinner at Tappanito.
Right.
So I still believe, I'll go to my grave believing that she spilled the coffee on purpose to be able to buy another Disney item. That's where I'm going on this one, John.
She's been hanging around Lisa too much. I mean, Lisa consistently forgets to bring a jacket on a chilly day because she doesn't know she has to buy another one. So.
Oh, instead, she makes her husband freeze. I have witnessed this.
That was me volunteering to freeze because I didn't want to buy another one.
Well, exactly. So it's up to you. It ends up leaving the burden on John. Do I put out another $60 or do I freeze tonight?
Well, that night I chose to freeze.
Exactly. But that puts the burden on you. And that's a shame, Johnny. I'm in your corner here. See, my opinion now is, see, I have gone above and beyond you. I have evolved. I've passed you. I bring thy jacket for Brenda all the time, and I have a spare one in the camera bag or with me wherever we go. Because for some reason, my wife freezes in our house if it's not 70 degrees or above. But she'll see 65 and sunny and ask me if she needs a jacket outside. Like, I don't understand it. It's like when somebody asks you, is a pound of feathers weigh more than a pound of marbles? It's still the same, is it not, John?
It is indeed. A pound is a pound.
Exactly. Well, 70 degrees is 70 degrees, isn't it, John?
It is. It is.
Yeah, so it's like, so I have learned, John, apparently you're not as trained as well as me. If I was you, every time I left the house, I would bring her a jacket if there's a chance she needs one, because I refuse to freeze anymore. Because I don't like to be cold. Captain Handsome does not like to be cold, John. I do not. That's one of my... I'd rather be sweating to death than freezing cold. I can't stand being cold, John. So, that's the moral to the story. Did you see the shed I built online yesterday?
No, I worked yesterday and I didn't have a chance to check any stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I built a new 8x8. My wife's calling it her she shed. We bought one of those Rubbermaid sheds.
Okay.
I built the platform. I had to build an 8x8 platform for it. I built like an 8x8 floating deck. Pressure treated lumber, and the price of lumber is so ridiculous. I'm probably going to, if the rate things are going right now, there won't be a construction worker working anymore. Plywood that used to be $14 a sheet now is $45 a sheet, John.
That seems like a bit of a markup.
Yeah, the last few months, the prices of lumber have gone through. A 2x4 that used to be $2 now is $8, John. So this deck, because I bought this shed before we went on vacation, I put it out there. She didn't want me starting in case there was problems, because I had never built one before. But anyway, well, I went out to buy the decking materials. The decking materials that would usually have cost me like $140 cost me $350, John.
So what is the deal with the price and the increase in wood then?
It's a long, long story. It has to do with I don't even want to get into it because I'll be called all kind of names. I'm not going there. It's crazy the price of lumber. It's through the roof right now. So anyway, I got that built. I built the pad, and then yesterday, Friday afternoon, or yesterday, I finished the darn thing up. I did build it basically in a day. We put the walls up, but it's like, have you ever built one of those metal sheds?
Yes.
It's kind of like that, but better.
I promised myself I'd never make myself do it again after I finished the. So.
Okay. Well, this is kind of like that with the amount of bolts, but better because it's so much better made because of the thickness of the rubber. And it's a rubber mate. It's guaranteed for life. So it will never rot. Like those tin sheds, after a couple years, they're big rust buckets. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, you ought to see them in Florida.
Exactly.
They last about 3.5 years, and that's it.
Yeah, see, this is a lifetime. This is actually guaranteed for life. It's a beautiful shed, but the point is it has as many bolts. Now, it took me like 8 hours to build it, 8-9 hours, and it took me a couple hours to build the decking. But now if I did one, I could probably do it. And I could do it. I know what I'm doing now. I don't need – the directions are horrible, John. They might as well just scribble – bite me on the directions and say, you figure it out.
I kind of like the IKEA directions you get from IKEA.
Oh, exactly. Ask my brother Tomato about a kitchen we built. I had to sit him down and move him away because, believe it or not, as angry as I am, John, I do have patience when I build. I do like things right because my anal retentness overtakes my anger, if it makes sense to you, John.
Yep.
So, but my brother, we did an IKEA cabinet job. We built them and it cost the people more to build them than it did to go buy them because of the hours it takes to put these things together. My brother's lack of patience. I had to send him out in the garage away from it because he couldn't build. I had to let him install them, and I built them.
Yeah, and you finish, and there's always, like, you got 17 extra screws, and you go, where in the heck were these supposed to go?
This shed, I had, like, 800 extra screws.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the IKEA stuff. Lisa loves walking through IKEA. Not a big fan. I don't think the stuff's well constructed in the first place.
The only thing I will say that's good about it is there's one thing I do like about their design of their cabinets. They have a wall bracket that mounts on the wall. And the way the cabinets are designed, because usually I'll put a support board or I have jacks that hold the cabinets up when we install them so you can maneuver them. They go underneath this jack. Well, the IKEA system has this track that mounts on the wall that the cabinets clip into at the bottom of them.
Oh, that's pretty cool then.
Which is really, that's one thing I will say is nice. And the higher quality are real wood. They're really nice. But you're not, unless you're handy, like if I did them myself, where my hours, I would just lose my hours and it wouldn't cost me anything to build them, they might be worth it. But to hire a contractor to build them, it's going to cost you more than it would if you just went to a cabinet company and bought the same cabinets already built. Because what they're going to do is you're going to give the materials to the contractor. Now he still has to charge you the labor. So there's going to be an up price on what the materials were because IKEA has to make some money, right, John?
Absolutely.
And then you're still going to pay the same labor cost for the build. So you lose money if you hire somebody to put an IKEA cabinet up, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But anyway, I built that garage yesterday. I will say it's a lifetime shed. It is a really nice shed. But if you're a homeowner and don't do this and you're not handy, do not try putting one of them together. That's the moral to the story. My brother-in-law came by with me on Friday to help me build the hangout, and I was watching me build the rafters and stuff for it. He's like, I could never do this by myself. Like, and they make it look like when you're at the store, oh, anybody could put this together.
Oh, yeah, of course. No. You can take it home and get it done in 3 or 4 hours. No problem.
So, but anywho, how is what bus route were you going to be assigned today, you think, John?
Let's see. This morning I've already done driver shuttle for a couple hours, and I did Riviera and Saratoga Springs. One to the Magic Kingdom, one to Epcot, and then this afternoon I've got driver shuttle backstage. So I'll be toting the employees from the cars to their Around World Showcase.
Now, have they said anything to you guys about masks or shields or anything?
Shields are no longer necessary for the most part.
Okay, awesome.
In specialized places or something. But masks, we have not heard anything yet. I know as of right now, they made sure we knew yesterday, is any guest on transportation still has to wear a mask. If you're inside, you still have to wear a mask. So any place like that. But if you're walking around outside, you can take your mask off. And I've seen a lot of people waiting in line already, obviously at the bus stops with their masks off. You're in the sun, so God, yes, please take your mask off.
Grant, and I seen the increased crowds. I've already been looking online. Rock and Roller Coasters was 50 minutes already this morning.
Yeah, and I actually, Doug, as soon as we started here, I looked up my hub pass. My main gate pass is still not good, so I can't get Lisa, JJ in it, or anybody else. But my self-admission pass is good through Monday through Friday this week. So if I get a inkling, I may go over to, I may hang out here at Epcot or run over to Animal Kingdom for a couple hours. So,
well, make sure you text me and maybe we can do some.
Yeah. I'll see what day it is because, I'm sure you know, I'm working 7 days a week. So I have to factor in what time I got to get up the next day and all that type of stuff. So,
hear you, Johnny. I'm not forcing you anything. I'm not putting pins under your fingernails. I'm just saying, let me know if you want to do something.
Yeah.
My God, you're very testy today, John. You should have heard him scream at me off the air already today.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I do.
Judith Reed. I remember screaming about the ants that were invading my backpack.
That was pretty scary. But they can't convince me that me and Judith talked about it on the show we did. They can't convince me that the Hollywood Studios wasn't at 100% capacity when we were there. John, in all my years of going to the park, and you know how many times I've been, I have never seen Hollywood Studios that crowded in my life.
I've seen studios more crowded than it was the day we were there, certainly. Star Wars weekends were always packed to the gills with people. So I've seen it that packed before. And the day we were there, it was certainly not 35%. I will give you that. I wouldn't say it was as crowded as I had seen it during Star Wars weekends, but it was, I would say, at least close. So.
Yeah. No, it was
not 35%.
No, exactly.
In any way, shape, or form, but yeah, I had a hard time believing that. So.
No. I mean, that's what they tell us. So, and God forbid, I'm sorry, the Disney fans, that everything that they say is true. I don't want to, if they say it's 35%, it must be true. Thank you, Lou. I mean, Lou Mangiello would stand in that park with 75 million people in there. It's 35%. I'm telling you, it's not crowded. I walked right in an eight today. Am I wrong?
Probably.
So, but anywho, what's this about Cali River Rapids to begin delayed reopening? I read this. For some reason, that ride's going to open up at 9 a.m. Why? I wonder why they pushed that back an hour. Is that weird?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just because it's not popular enough in the early morning. Who wants to get wet that early and then stay wet all day?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not criticizing. I'm just asking for your logic, John. I love your wisdom. You know you are the Yoda of the show. Right, John?
Yes, indeed.
If we had a name,
the only thing I could think of.
If we had a name, as you would probably be Yoda and I'd be Darth Vader of the show.
Well, neither one of us are very good Captain Handsome then, so that's for sure. So.
I'd more be like a young Yannikin, you know what I'm saying, John? Vader days. That's what, even though I can't
act. You
already
said Darth Vader. I'm going with the old guy that they took the mask off in Return of the Jedi, so it's too late.
John, I'm not your father. But it says first look at Walt Disney World without mask. I mean, it's just our luck, John, that we're a week away that we did our trip, that the masks are off. Am I wrong?
Isn't that the truth? Disney's Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom opened this morning at 7:15. The first two Disney parks operating under the newly reduced mask guidance. Temporary signage is in place, rapidly put together after the announcement advising guests that masks are required at all attractions indoor locations, along with a reminder to keep a mask at available. Cast members at the main entrance are also spieling that masks are now optional when outdoors only, emphasizing that masks are required on attractions and when indoors. And on transportation, perhaps more reflection of the late breaking news last night was that most guests are continuing to wear masks at the park so far this morning. This will no doubt change. Yes, it does. During the day, as more guests became aware of the new mask rules. As expected, cast members continue to wear masks. Boo. As
yes.
By various restart agreements made with unions when the parks reopened last year. Outside of the park, parking has now reverted back to the old model of filling every space. Sadly, yeah. That means that once again we are back to door dings and close quarter parking. Yeah, that's one thing I kind of liked was that it was so much easier to get out of your car. Temperature checkpoints are gone. So, well, the tents are still up, but there's nobody in them anymore. So,
but I think they ought to continue that just for safety. It was nice getting in and out without the idiot next to you trying to run you over.
And getting strollers out had to have been a lot 10 times easier. You know, getting mom out when the scooter and all that type of stuff had to have been easier. At least for, you know, you could do it through, what, like 11 o'clock and then go back to filling in the other spaces. But I don't know. Then you're going to have people complain that they got there at 10:55 and they had to park way in the back. And these people that got here at 11:05, they get to park up front. Yeah. So, you know how people are.
Well, that was the awesome thing about us. We got to fill the spaces the one day. We were like front row.
Yeah, see, it worked out perfect for you, so you were perfectly good.
Yeah, we were 45 minutes later than you guys, and we ended up parking closer. It was awesome.
Yep.
But the thing, that's the one thing I wanted to complain about, and you know Captain Handsome don't like to complain. But one of the other things, like, know how we went over all the crazy things that didn't make sense? What didn't make sense is why the tram at the Animal Kingdom, the trams aren't running. They're outside in the air. The conductors are in their own little booths at the front of the back of the tram. Am I wrong, John? Like, what safety reasons? So you can't sit on a tram in the open air with a mask on. But then as soon as I get in the park, I can go in the Yak and Yeti with 100 people and eat dinner. Like, what sense does that make?
I haven't understood I understood the trams at the beginning when there just weren't many people here. Yeah. You know, but as soon as it really started to increase, and we've got, you could tell as far as you could tell that it looked like an average day in May when you were there. So I don't know why they're still not running the trams. We did see them on the road the other day, so I know they're testing them, getting them ready. And honestly, the trams don't bother me because the only place I ever use one is the Magic Kingdom, and that's only if we happen to park, because otherwise it's just easier to walk anyway. But I don't know. It is part of being at Disney, of hearing them trams drive by. So.
Yeah, and then also, like, every time, I'd say 85 to 90% of the time when I go to Animal Kingdom, I would ride it in. Because a lot of times we had mom. We would just put her in the tram. If you have kids and young kids, like, parked way back, it's nice. I'm not talking about babies for strollers. I'm talking about when you have that 5 or 6-year-old that you ain't putting them in a stroller. By the time you walk them into the park, they're already pissing and moaning.
you know, I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just saying, no, normally I walk. But
yeah.
But at the Magic Kingdom, you don't have much choice, man. If you get there after, 10 o'clock, you got about a mile and a half walk to get there. So they really need to work on getting that one back.
Yeah, and that's just the logic of it. Like that's the rules. Like, I just sit here and things that make you go home. You remember Arsenio Hall? The Arsenio Hall show?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'd be sitting there like, okay, so I can go into and eat with 150, 200 people, whatever it is, or I could stand in line neck and neck at Soarin' or Test Track where there was zero social distancing except when me and Brenda would stand back because she pointed every line to me. We were the only one social distancing in line because of my wife. It wasn't because of me, but you can't get on a tram. It was just crazy to me.
Yeah, the only thing I would say, Doug, is that you have to realize that Disney is split into a multitude of different divisions and departments and stuff like that. And every department division was given their own rules and regulations and set up their own policies. So when you're on the bus, or you're on transportation, it's a different policy than operations doing attractions. It's a different policy than food and beverage.
Yeah.
You know, everybody made their own policies and did the best they could. So it's not going to be a seamless,
transition.
Thing. So,
Yeah, I mean, we did like it. Like, I will say, and I'm kind of the ride lines, the lines were not social distancing, but people were not standing on top of each other. So we did like that. Like, instead of giving you no instant, like, you'd turn around and you'd be rubbing the beer belly behind the guy you're next to, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
At least they were a foot back, if you follow me. That was more like it. It wasn't 6 feet. It was more like a foot. But you did get a little more room. But it did. Yeah, go ahead.
Between the masks and people staying a little bit farther apart, I think this was probably one of the least smelliest Disney vacations I've ever had.
Yeah, so. There you go. But I just didn't understand that. Now, I wonder, like, the boat that we rode on from the Grand Floridian, I wonder if that means Sascoilla or hopefully Riverside opens up soon. But I don't understand why, like, the outdoor boats, you need to wear a mask either, John.
No, that makes no sense at all. So, yeah, I can't understand that one. And yeah. I don't know. We still get some COVID Nazis, we call them, the people that are running around with their policy in hand, that'll complain to us if we're driving by on the bus by ourselves with nobody else on the bus, and you take your mask down to get some air. You'll still hear somebody gripe at you then. So, no. I don't know. There's people that take it way, way over the top, and then other people that don't take it seriously at all. So
no, and there's the whole story of our country right now. You got way, way too left, yeah, and way, way too right, and the ones that are way out there are the biggest problem. They're the squeaky wheels that is causing all the problems in our country.
Well, and they're generally the ones with the money.
Yeah,
and they get the contributors, and so they're the ones that, yeah, and all they do is upset everybody else.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. We need to get rid of the way, way right and the way, way left, in my opinion, John. We need to all meet somewhere in the middle. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we've seen
it. That would be ideal.
Yeah, we seen a new kid the other – when we were down there, I meant to tell you. We seen a bus that was driving around and made us think of you. It says, I am getting my ears on the screen, on the ticker
tape.
Earning
my ears.
Earning my ears.
Earning my ears.
And I was shocked to see, dude, the kid that was driving – and I say kid, he looked like a baby. He was becoming a bus driver. Me and Brenda expect to look in there and see this old man like you, John, driving the bus. And there was like a he couldn't have been any older than 22, 23 years old, it looked like. But he looked younger than that, but he looked like a baby, John.
Yeah, there's some younger folks, but most of us bus drivers are in our probably late 40s, 50s, and then I think the median age when I started was like 61.
Yeah.
So there you go. So yeah, if it was a young kid, it's an oddity. So.
Yeah, that's what shocked us. We're driving up expecting to see an old bearded man, and we see this kid that hasn't even shaved yet. We're like, whoa, what's going on here? So, and he wasn't wearing a mask either, so in training. So.
Yeah, he's supposed to. But.
Yeah, well, he wasn't. Neither was the guy training him. But that's neither here nor there, Johnny. But this is what I'm happy to see. I seen you posted yesterday because you didn't look at my shed, but I did see that you posted that the signs are coming down. Get rid of these things for the social distancing.
Yeah, and they changed the signs. I mean, there's some different ones, obviously. I think that was at Boardwalk.
Yes.
Somebody was walking around and just yanking them all up. So.
And it was crazy. Like, did you see the pictures last week of the trash cans overflowing in Batuu? It was insane, John.
Nah.
No, it was bad. There was a lot of them. But, like, right now they're talking about the lids are finally closed again. Why were they ever open, John?
All right, so if...
I know, you're... touching it in germs. But
yes.
It just... Yeah. Come on. The same people that are worried about that are eating their lunch off the top of the can anyway.
Yeah, well, you do see that at Food and Wine Festival, that's for sure.
I see it all the time, dude. I watch, I adjusted my camera bag 8-10 times on that thing. You know, if you're that afraid of putting trash away in a trash can, you shouldn't be there to begin with, is what my opinion is. Am I wrong,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so it's like, it just, some of the things that again, things that make you go, Orange County List Man Mask Mate. We read that. Celebration of Festival Lion King physical distancing drops now to 3 feet. Given another week or two, we're going to have a normal show at Lion King, won't we, John?
Fill in all the available space. Hey, folks, please move forward. If that group in front of you doesn't want to move, Hakuna Matata, that means no worries. Just walk right past them.
So, yeah, there you go. There you go, John. I wish we'd have. That opened up a couple days after we were there. I wish we could have got to see that.
Yeah, if I do decide to go to Animal Kingdom, I probably will have to go see the show. So.
Work at the concrete around Spaceship Earth. It is a real mess up in there, but it does look good. They are cleaning
it
up pretty good.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm anticipating opening it because I hate that cattle shoot stuff, you know. And Epcot being my favorite park, it's really quite annoying to walk around out there.
Yeah, I was talking about it to me and Brenda. It was really pissing me off the way that you had to walk straight in, then make the hard left, go back, and then make a hard right to go to test track. Like, they couldn't have just made it go straight through. I don't understand what that whole logic of that wall is there, John, the way they designed it.
I don't know. I don't know what construction materials they have on the other side and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, I felt like I was walking a mile out of my way. Like, I went up five exits on the turnpike to come back, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just annoying. Dude, the Harmonious barges, I'm loving it right now. I was the big bad you-know-what on Twitter and Instagram and all these, and on this show about complaining about them. And now all the people that were breaking my stones about them are complaining about them themselves now. Thank you. All the Johnny-come-latelys, John. They are horrible, dude. It just, every new thing you see makes it even worse, John. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're huge, aren't they?
Oh my God! It looks like a mechanical knucklehead out in the middle of the water when it's moving. It looks like it's the machine version of Honey. I've fallen and I can't get up is what it looks like to me. It's crazy out there. Do you see them arms moving now, John?
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, and I've seen the attempts at the fountain going, and it's not very pretty just yet. So.
No, I'm waiting for BattleBots to take place out in the middle of the ocean, out in the middle of the water. I'm waiting for another barge to float out, and the two of them start shooting flamethrowers at each other. And we're gonna have BattleBots in the middle of Epcot's World Showcase. What do you think?
Well, that might be kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, might as well at this point. You can't see anything else anyway. We might as well have BattleBot wars out there. At least it would be something entertaining, dude. There's so many sight lines that are like almost every one of my favorite picture spots are ruined. It's like they did it on purpose. What do you think?
I'm still trying to wait until the show's here to give my final judgment. I know it's annoying and stuff like that, but we'll see what the show looks like.
Everything else here is Walt Disney Company reports quarter two 2021 earnings showing more than $1 billion decrease in earning at the parks. See, this is how they get you, right, John? They lost at the parks, but they don't seem to tell you about the billions they made off of Disney Plus, which actually the company actually finished in the black last year, not the red, John. They did make money. Of course the parks lost money. They don't, where's the Disney Plus one that they made all the money at, John? They don't want to report that. Their stocks are going back up. They're just fine, John. And I will say one thing, Universal and Disney better start hiring people and hiring people fast, because the call centers, travel is picking up. People want to book. I literally was online this week, on hold this week at Universal, because also their sites kicked me out. So a lot of people when the sites went down, the website, and came back up, a lot of travel agents were missing from the websites. So our owners had to put us back in. I was literally on the phone 6 hours on hold this week between two different days booking a trip for a family to go to Universal. And Disney's the same way right now. Remember I told you I called at the park? It was a 90-minute on hold to get somebody?
Yeah.
They need to hire cast members back, John, because that's one thing that me and Judith were talking about. We didn't see hardly any walking around the parks. We seen them in line, but you didn't see your normal cast member. You don't see them on the streets the way you should. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Every time I go to the parks, I see plenty of cast members. So.
Well, all I know is every single line I was in, I'd see a cast member at the beginning and the end. I never seen nobody in the middle except for Flight of Passage, where you know how you cross over the passageway, where you go across the street, the walkway?
Yeah.
They had one at each side of that. From the beginning of that line, I didn't see a cast member all the way around until there. So people were cutting in line in multiple. Judith said she couldn't even count how many people cut in line at Jungle Cruise. They just kept walking right in front of her because there was no cast members there. There was one cast. She caught one guy. When you listen to it, there was somebody smoking in the park, and the cast member was actually just talking to him. Never even told him to put the cigarette out. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't imagine, Doug. I've gotten so many people.
Do you think Judas would lie? But... Do you think Judas?
No, would... I can't imagine a cast member doing that. I mean,
She said it was. She couldn't believe her eyes, John. She was getting a Dole Whip, and the dude was smoking right there in the Dole Whip line. She said she had to take a double take, but. Yep. She said the cast member was talking to him like he was his best friend. I said I'd have walked up to the two of them and asked them if I could bum a light to see what was going on. Oh, so you're allowed to smoke here now. What else do we have, Johnny? All this is about masks. Oh, this is good. I like this, but Brenda can't stand this. She's afraid of this ride. Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor preparing for reopening, so that's a good sign. If that could open, that means everything's going to open.
Yeah, it's just another show, so I would imagine once that kind of show is open, there'll be plenty of shows open. There are signs of life at the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, also known as MILF, but be careful with that. In Tomorrowland, this week, as speculation mounts that the show may be nearing a reopening. Recently, the poster on the rear wall was uncovered, and the queue has been detached from the Buzz Lightyear queue to be its own distant space. A sign attached to the rope blocking the entrance says, "No shows today, but from the outside at least appears that we might not be too far away from reopening." Like most live shows at Disney, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor did not reopen along with theme parks. Entertainment milestone was reached this past weekend with the reopening of Festival of the Lion King, which will hopefully mean that a bunch of the other shows are going to soon be reopening.
Well, I'm glad it's... I'm not saying it's... I enjoy it. It's just I don't get to do it as much because I love seeing who that guy is. And I like the stupid jokes. I like the... Like, it's right up your alley with the stupid... You know, with the crazy bus driver joke of the day, if you follow me. I love all those stupid dad jokes.
I've been that guy before.
Yes.
And actually... Me and JJ were walking around, and I think at least three times during the day, somebody went and went, "Hey, can I get that churro from you?"
Yeah. Well, what happened with me the last time I went in there was they put the camera on me, and they said, "He's too good-looking," and then they moved it over and made my brother-in-law that guy. So it was really cool. It worked out great for me, John.
And the women just swarmed the camera. Oh, it's me acting handsome.
Oh, absolutely. They started singing like in Grease 2. Who's that guy? But anyway, Disney's Animal Kingdom opening more snack kiosks, John. I am so glad because that's the other thing. With the amount of people there, the food offerings, they need every single restaurant open, don't you? And stand, John, don't you believe that?
Yeah, definitely. It would be nice to have all of these different options. And Animal Kingdom with their little kiosk does have some nice little options. Teriyaki sliders before and some other stuff like that. So, yeah, there's some good, nice little options out there. So.
Yeah, because we need to do park hauls again. I think we need to start, like, that's what we should start doing, John. As if we get to do weekday shows, we bring up the food offerings in each of the parks and maybe start reminding people what is out there, if you follow me. Because it's been a while, and things have changed so much and good and bad ways. One of the things is Disney has streamlined a lot of the menus. You know what I mean? A lot of things are becoming normal, but other things, there are still some hidden gems out there. Am I wrong?
Yeah, something totally different instead of the... a lot of the restaurants, what do you got? The three options, chicken breast... a New York strip steak and some kind of pork shank.
Yes, exactly.
All over property.
Nah, you're 100% right. Terra Treats on Discovery Island, just across from Starbucks, will be serving up the pizza slices again. Which, dude, that's a popular booth. I used to see a lot of people grabbing slices there, John. And Dino Dinner in Dinoland USA will be open, offering, thank goodness, hot dogs and churros. Do you think I've gotten a hot dog or two from there, John?
Probably. Yeah.
Yes, I have. So that's going to reopen. And also, John, we have the Mexican Pavilion. Did you see this article?
Yeah, I see that. It looks like the Mexico Pavilion restaurant operator, Palmas, restaurant group offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus in recruitment drive. Palmas Restaurant Group is aiming to fill more than 60 job positions at its Walt Disney World restaurants in a recruitment drive that is offering up to a $1,000 on sign-in bonus. Positions are available at Epcot, including San Angel Inn, La Catena de San Angel, and La Hacienda de San Angel. Jobs are also offered at offer at Coronado Springs, El Mercado, Rick's Sports Bar, Laguna Bar, and finally at Frontier Cachina in Disney Springs. You can view the open positions and apply online at Palmas Services LLC if you're interested. Palmas is not the first operating participant to offer sign-on bonuses, with Patina Restaurant Group offering up to $500 bonuses in a recent recruitment drive. Orlando area restaurants are struggling to fill positions after mass layoffs at the start of the pandemic. Many of the former restaurant workers have relocated or moved to other industries, resulting in a massive shortage of cooks and servers.
Well, I know what is going on around here and a lot of other places is the extra money is making people not want to go back to work. And I think a lot of the people that stayed on that work at Target and ShopRite and what is yours down there called Publix and all these, I think, and the McDonald's drive-through worker and all them, they should be getting the $300 extra a week because they work through it. You know what I mean? You get punished for doing the right thing, John. Am I wrong?
Yeah, these people that stayed working, they should definitely get some kind of a bonus and stuff. But I don't know. I saw all the snide stuff last week about, well, you're running out of gas if you can't go to work and all that kind of crap. I don't know. I don't try to judge people as quickly as other people do. I mean, I don't know their situations and stuff like that. So I don't know. I saw an awful lot of mean Facebook posts about the gas shortage and people not wanting to go back to work. I don't know. Everybody I deal with, as soon as the position was available, went back to work.
Well, that's awesome. I'm just saying it's like everybody, like I feel sorry. Like I don't think the person that works at McDonald's makes enough as it is working the drive-thru is what my point is. Like reward some of the people that are struggling that are still working too is what my point is. It just can't. I mean, if you're off for a year and a half, I mean – there's work out there. I mean, there's jobs everywhere out there right now. I mean,
yeah, there's positions to be filled in all through Orlando right now. And the thing is, though, you know, they were, and the restaurants complaining now, that cracks me up because they were so quick to friggin' let people go.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, but now they're desperate and, people don't want to come back to work and this and this. And, you know, there was actually a brewery that put something out for a new position, and they had 60 applicants within an hour. And they said, well, yeah, people do want to work, but at a good job.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So a lot of the people, and again, like you said, you don't understand everybody's circumstances. So I'm not trying to throw a blanket over anybody. But a lot of people did stay and did the right thing. And they're not being rewarded. And some people, and not all, are taking advantage of it. And Ben, you understand what I'm saying? It's supposed to be there when you need it, not to live off of it, John. And that's my point. You understand what I'm saying? If there's jobs, go get one. So, but $1,000 sign-on bonus, John, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think that would help out a lot of folks if you were interested in becoming a cooker or server out there. Especially you, I don't think working for those restaurant groups, you're not a full cast member. I think you get the green ID instead of the blue, but you still get quite a few perks. You don't get all of the perks that a regular cast member does, but you get quite a few.
Now, you get, if you work for the Mexican Pavilion, do you get a main gate pass?
I don't think so. I think you get a certain amount of complimentary tickets. But, yeah, I don't think you get my main gate pass. And that's okay with me because there's a lot of people that work specifically for the company because, for that reason. You know,
yeah.
A lot of the other – like the $1,000 sign-on bonus. You know, if you go to work for Disney and you're going to work at 50s Primetime, you're not getting a freaking $1,000 sign-on bonus. So you deserve some perks yourself.
Okay.
You know? So.
The thing I will say, this is how I'll break it down. 50s Primetime, yeah, you should get what you get, but the good thing about Primetime, you still get tips there. The ones that really need to get all the perks is like ABC Commissary, Columbia Harbor House, all those employees. It's a good thing. I'm sure you make more working at the Mexican Pavilion or any of those restaurants or second party as far as your salary. So the bonus is that you get all these extra perks working at these quick service restaurants. Am I wrong?
Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, and even working at some of the hourly positions for the third party, you're going to make more per per hour than than the cast member is. You know, so yeah, the cast member that's an actual cast member, they deserve some more Disney perks. So absolutely,
that's the reason you work there, to get your discounts, and where you make up the difference.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's almost the same thing as the Mears drivers out here. The guys that are doing the Magical Express are driving for Shades of Green. You know, they're on Disney property. They're driving to sometimes Disney related hotels and stuff like that, or actually the Magical Express are, but they, I think they make 50 cents, a dollar more an hour or something like that, but I'm not going to do that because I want to be a cast member. So, you know, so yeah, they don't deserve my benefits, you know?
So. Nah, it's, you know, it's the perks that you get for what you do.
Yeah, so.
Moving on over to the other page, Disney Cruise Line merchandise and treats now available at Disney Online, I think it's saying. Disney Disney Cruise Line merchandise and treats now available at Disney's Yacht Club Resort. That's pretty cool, John. The specialty snacks include a lemon tart and raspberry mousse, Mickey-shaped Rice Krispie treats, and blueberry green cheese trifle. These are also available at the market at the Ale and Compass. It looked pretty appetizing. And then adults can pick up the Pirate's Nest drink, which is made of rum, mango, ginger green tea, pineapple and lemon juice, ginger beer and agave syrups, bitters, and topped with a dehydrated orange wheel and a mint. Holy moly, there's a lot in that drink. And this is available at the Ale and Compass Lounge and Martha's Vineyard. So, and then as for merchandise, they have a bunch of t-shirts and hats and stuff like that. So, if you want some of your Disney Cruise Line merchandise, head over to the Yacht and Beach Club.
Or the co-op at Disney Springs. There's there were the, what was the 58th and Main stuff, that little store inside the co-op.
Okay.
That store is now mostly a Disney Cruise Line shop. In addition, if you know somebody that's a cast member, head over to Cast Connection. There's a gob of it there. I wonder why there's so much cruise stuff out there, Doug.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Because the ships aren't open. So.
It's one thing I wish I'd have had the time to do, and I would have been invited to go to Cast Connection with you.
Oh, listen to you. Well, nobody went with us. I tried to get Judith. I could have swore I invited you, and you said
no.
You
it's okay. You forgot. It's okay. I know if I'd have asked, you'd have took me, but I wasn't asked, so. Brenda will be my witness, because I'd have told her immediately.
You know, actually, we went Tuesday morning, and I'm pretty sure you had plans of going to, like, a park instead of Cast Connection.
Johnny, it's still nice to be asked. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Orlando? Okay. Johnny Handsome's feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
Where are we at here, John? I'm trying to find new blue churro with marshmallow icing. Where the hell is this at?
No, thank you.
No, me neither. Oh, it's Rafters of Universal Island. Keep it over there. I see churro. I don't think Universal. I only think Disney. What about you?
I don't know. That's one of those ubiquitous park foods. Ooh, do you like that?
Yes.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That I associate with almost any theme park. Churros, even turkey legs, because I see them other places too. I don't know if I necessarily... Mickey bars are obviously Disney.
Yeah.
But the other stuff, I don't know. I kind of associate it just with being in a theme park. So.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, dude. I've never had a churro or even thought about one anywhere but Disney World, to be honest with you.
I don't think I've ever even tried one.
No. So, well, you got to try one, John. Split it with your boy and your wife. You can split that three ways. I'm so glad you brought that dictionary and pulled it out of your glove compartment. Good job, John.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
Walt Disney World guests now eat and drink while walking outdoors. Also, John, can we chew gum too at the same time?
Can you rub your head and pat your belly?
Dude, if I had a dollar for every time I got yelled at for pulling my mask down to take a drink, I could have paid for the trip. Walt Disney World now hiring lifeguards, housekeeping, attractions, and more, John.
Yep.
Good time for me to move there. The only problem is I can't afford a damn house down there now.
Yeah, they're. I'm sure with what you pay up there in Jersey, I'm sure you could find a nice place here, especially when you factor in property taxes. So.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the houses I was looking at a year ago that were, like, a couple hundred, 180, 200, now they're 300 and 400. The prices have gone through the roofs, dude.
Well, they fluctuate so much. You know, you give it another year and they'll be back down to 175. So.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for, Johnny. And you're going to get me a job. You're going to say, this is the nicest, best-looking man I've ever known. You got to give him a job, right, John?
I can't start you off with a big old fat lie to start off your Disney career. So.
No. Damn, that's just rude, John.
I'm telling you.
Walt Disney World now hiring lifeguards, housekeeping, attractions, and more cast members. As Walt Disney World increases capacity, which they have done, more and more cast members are needed throughout the resort. With several new jobs, full-time and part-time position. Lifeguards are focused on insurance safety, John. Can you believe that? Lifeguard hosts and hostesses receive a starting rate of $14.25 an hour for shallow water and $15.25 an hour for the deep water, John. What's the deepest water, 8 foot?
Out at these water parks, I'm not sure. You know, the deepest pool all on property, or the only place even over 5'6", I think, is the pool at the Yacht and the Beach Club. That's the deepest one. All the water parks, I don't think the water is more than 4 feet. Well, no, I take that back. The wave pool.
Yeah.
The wave pool at Typhoon Lagoon is definitely deep. But other than that, I can't imagine anywhere being – I know at Wet n' Wild we had some deep ones. And, I think the out there, Doug, back in the day, you got – if you were deep water certified, you got like 515 an hour. The shallow only got 410. So that's how long ago I worked out there, so –
Well, I didn't think it would be too deep. But what about Summit Plummet? Would that be little deeper?
I don't
remember. I was just you stand right up, so no, it's not.
Yeah. No, it's 6 inches. So yeah.
Dude.
So the vast majority of those parts. I mean, I think probably the lazy rivers, they have to be deep water certified just because you have to swim against the current possibly and that type of stuff, and they do have a pretty strong current in them. So that's probably deep water certified. But other than that, the wave pool, basically. So.
Yeah. Every time I think of water parks, John, my best friend Billy, who's no longer with us, I'm looking at his picture right now. He was my ride or die when I was a kid, if you follow me. I met him when I was 6 years old, and we were best friends all the way up into our 40s. And I still remember going to the wave park down the Jersey Shore, and they had these little, like, toboggans that you laid on. And you would go down and hit the water, and you'd lift the front, and you could surf all the way across the water, right? But at a certain point, you had to drop your feet and stop yourself, if you follow me. I still remember him not stopping himself, going all the way across the pool and crashing right into the fence, dude. And the lifeguard on duty there, he didn't do anything. He just sat there like in amazement that this dude went across like a 100-yard pool and smashed into the wall.
And it now, what'd you do that for?
It was hysterical, but it's like every time I think of a water park, you have certain things that your memory just clicks, and that's where it automatically goes every single time. I still couldn't believe he got busted up pretty good, like cuts on his face, and because he hit. And this is how the difference between the Jersey Shore water park and Disney World. At the end of a Jersey Shore water park, this is how we keep you in. We have a chain link fence that stops you from going out to the ocean, John. You got a brick wall at the end of the pool, and at the top of it, a chain link fence with no rubber or nothing on it, John. Just a plain chain link fence is what he smashed into.
Yeah, that's that water park. I watched that documentary about that other one you had up there, Action Park. That was a crazy.
Uh-huh. Now you know how us kids were raised in New Jersey in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, John.
Well, I mean, for the most part, Doug, there, believe me, Florida was a lot more like that at that time, too. I mean, the water park I worked at, Wet n' Wild, when we got relieved from our duty station or rotated, we'd slide down to the next one without any mats or, you know, anything like that. And so in Durstuka, which was our version of Summit Plummet, there was a railing above it that you could lay down and pull yourself out, so you could pop out over the lip of the ride.
Oh yeah.
And free fall for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 seconds before you hit the slide. So yeah, we did a lot of dumb stuff too. So
now the difference is the kids today, like the mothers would be and the fathers would be at the end of the pool with a big huge cushion, and then the whole fence would be covered in a big big air mattress, and you know, it's like none of that happens now.
Yeah, yeah.
Cut and scrape. I don't think most kids get them that are in their 20s now, John. I mean, we used to play tackle football in the street, John. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and scrape knees and scrape elbows. That was just part of being a kid. Yeah, nowadays it's not really. So, oh God, we're getting old, Doug.
Yeah. Remember did you ever play kill the man with the ball? You'd have eight
of
or ten.
I did.
Yeah.
We called it a lot more offensive a term back then. Yeah.
And then also, do you ever play hide the belt?
That one, I don't think so. We played King of the Mountain a lot.
No, we used to play hide the belt where you know those green transformers, the electrical transformers, those boxes.
Yeah.
Well, we used to have them in the development we lived in. That would be home base. And you'd have a whole court would be the area you could hide and hide the belt. And the first person would get to go, and he would hide the belt somewhere. Well, whoever found it got to chase everybody back to the home base and hit them with the belt until everybody was safe back at home base. And then whoever made it last back to the base, and the winner got to hide the belt again, and then everybody else went looking for it, and whoever found it beat everybody until they got back to the if parents seen you playing that now, oh my God, you'd be put in for counseling and everything else, John.
Lisa tells stories of her Texas grandfather that when he'd dress up like Santa Claus, and it was an old German tradition back in the day, Santa Claus would come in and take his belt off, and he wouldn't spank the kids very hard, but he gave them all a gentle little pop on the butt. But then the men, he would actually take the belt off and chase them around the room.
Oh, Jesus. The good old days, John.
Getting abused by
talk about things that make you go home. Anyway.
All right, back to Disney.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this cheddar cheese jalapeno pretzel at Hollywood Studios, Doug.
It look good?
It looks really good. Pretzel has shredded white and yellow cheddar cheese baked into the crust. Jalapenos are also baked into the dough. The area inside is filled with more cheese and minced jalapenos. Yeah, I love a good cheesy jalapeno mess. So that sounds like something I would have to grab that in a cold beer.
That's
a good afternoon snack.
That's not bad. And back over here to housekeeping. They're hiring too, John. What do you think a housekeeper starts off at?
I think it was $13.75, somewhere in that range.
Housekeeping starting right now, $16, John.
Wow.
It says you focus on creating the magic and cleanliness throughout guest services and responsibility for keeping guest rooms clean. Everybody knows what's involved. Transporting cart, cleaning services, you must look into it. But it's $16 an hour. To basic qualifications, you have to be 18 years old, be able to pull a little bit of heavy lifting, pushing, pulling, twisting, bending, kneeling, written and verbal communication skills, full-time requires full-time availability for any shift, and then part-time is something like 3 days a week you got to be available for, which the sad part about Disney, which John knows this because he works for them, when you apply for part-time, you don't have no idea what 3 days they're going to want you until the week before. Am I wrong? Like a week or before. So it's hard to do anything else when you're working part-time for Disney. Do you agree?
No. When I was part-time, I was able to always put Saturday, Sunday, and Monday were my available days.
Okay. So you were able to do that? I knew that the schedule is weird. Oh, so full-time's the one that really you have no idea.
Yeah, they're hard. Well, and especially in my position right now, because technically my days off are Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
So every week I should have Tuesday and Wednesday, but I don't because we're working so much overtime right now.
Okay.
So that's just what that is about. But
okay.
Yeah, when I was part-time out here, I always worked Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays. Those were my available days, and I just tried to give away a lot of shifts and stuff like that. So.
Okay, cool. That's good to know because I just get confused with your hours all over the place. I feel bad.
Yeah.
One day you're coming home at 9 to leave at 5 in the morning. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, that's – That's because I'm in the pool right now, which is just the, I mean, that was what was open for me when I started at the bus. I was out of 1,554 drivers, I was 1,553 in seniority. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get to pick a whole lot. This next bid that we're going to have in June, there'll be some hardline bids, which means that, you know, they have to schedule you at this certain time, but it may be all evening stuff, and I don't want that. So I'll probably just put myself back in the pool just so, because I have better chance of getting morning shifts.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of coming in, even if it would be consistent, you know, every day would be 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but I don't want to do that. I'm just not that type. I'm a much more of a morning person than I am an afternoon, evening person.
Now answer me this, and I'm just asking, wouldn't it be, and I'm not even being smart, but would what you do with being out in the sun and the heat and the Florida sun, wouldn't it be a little easier on you, though, driving at those hours and nighttime where you're not looking at that blazing sun every single day? I'm just asking, because that's what I would think. Because you'd be more in the night, it would be more relaxing for you.
Oh, yeah, and there's a lot less work. I mean, after, like, 11 o'clock, you basically don't do much of anything. But, again, I'm just not that person.
I mean, you know,
Doug, I've worked my entire life getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I just don't want to make that adjustment. I mean, and I love getting home at 6, 7 o'clock in the evening, taking my dog for a walk and watering my garden before I go to bed. That's what I and to me, it's much more enjoyable to enjoy the evening at home with a couple of beers, watching a hockey game or a football game, than it is to get up at 9 o'clock and sit around waiting to go to work.
Is the problem with the afternoon, because I have done a little bit of shift work here and there, and when you're working at 3 or 4 o'clock, it's like the whole day's taking, because you don't get up at 8 in the morning and do odds and ends. It's just you sit there and wait to, I got to go to freaking work.
Yeah. I've done that a couple of times. You know, I got up and I mowed one day, and I got up and got the oil changed in the car the other day. But at the back of your mind, the entire day, it's sitting there.
Yeah.
All right, I got to make sure to be back and get changed. And so, I just don't like it at all.
I feel you, Goose. But anyway, the last one is all of the attractions, custodial, merchandise, quick service, food, and part-time. They're all available. And it says pay rates. What do you think they start at now, John?
Well, when I left Pirates, it was 13 and a quarter. I think they were going up to 14. So there should be 14.25, 14.50, I think.
Okay, well, you're a little low, a little high, I mean, but they're starting at $14 an hour, and it says depending on the role. So that's still not bad, John.
No, not bad at all. And what actually surprised me a little bit was the housekeeping, because housekeeping at 16, and then you probably still do, I would say, what do you think, on average, every second or every third room you do, somebody's going to leave you a nice little tip? So that wouldn't average bad at all.
Dougie might be cleaning some rooms when he moves to Florida.
Actually, I've always thought about that, but I'd be the only dude. But my mom has instilled that gene in me that I don't mind cleaning. So, but I couldn't do it because honestly, you would be the only guy. So,
it might be a good thing, John. Dougie, Captain Handsome with all the ladies, yes. But anywho, no, I that wouldn't be bad, because like me, we left a $20 tip and we didn't even have house cleaning until the day we left, John. So,
yeah, see?
And,
there you go.
And again, we cleaned the room before we left. Everything was gone, dude. We everything was cleaned except for even our towels was taken out the day before. We put them all in the bag for them, if you follow me. Wiped the bottom of the tub down, yeah.
I put the dishes in the dishwasher and set it going, and then I put all the towels in the washer and had them in the dryer when we left the room.
So basically, your maid walked in with a churro and a spicy pretzel and turned the TV on and watched some TV for a little bit.
Exactly.
That's a good thing. They deserve to put their feet up, because some of the stuff they deal with ungodly. Dude, that would be my problem. If I walked into a room and seen some of the stuff I've heard of, I'd have to wait for the person and say, "What is wrong with you?"
In my role this week, Doug, this week you would have got fired twice, I think. So I'm at Disney Springs and I'm leaving. I'm driving out of Disney Springs and I see a father, a mother, and like 7 kids, and the father is running for the Yacht and the Beach Club bus, and they're parked. The bus is parked like it's coming out towards Lake Buena Vista Drive, so he's facing that direction, and this whole family is running across the bus parking lot or the bus drive-through where we drive at. You're not supposed to be there. And so the father is leading his entire family all the way down there. And what frustrates me with that is now that bus has to stop and let them people on. So he's rewarding bad behavior. He's showing that, okay, you know, you do something wrong, you get rewarded for it. Now the people that walked all the way around, they're not going to get on that bus, but because this Yehu has done this and he's showing all his kids that when you're at Disney, you do whatever you want and you get away with it. And that's the stuff that really frustrates me.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Awarding bad behavior. It's a new American way, John. It really is.
There's certain aspects out of here that is just super frustrating. And then the other day, yesterday, I'm leaving Epcot and I'm pulling out, and one of these Uber drivers is stopped in the middle of the road. He just puts his hazards on and he's on the phone trying to find out where he's picking somebody up. And he's in the bus loop. He's not supposed to be in the bus loop. And then he just stops there. And so I honked at him and he just waved me to go around. And then one of the other bus drivers that was leaving, he was in his personal car. He got up next to him and told him, "You can't be there. You've got to move." And the guy just kept waving at us. And so that dude left, and then I drove past him. I opened the door. I said, "Sir, you have to move your car." He just waves at me. There's just no regard whatsoever. I'll just do whatever I want to, you know. And it's a shame, Doug, because out of the, 10,000 people I dealt with this week, these are the two yahoos I remember, but it is what it is.
We'll call them the squeaky idiots.
Yeah, God. I don't know. It's so frustrating. And that one with the leading his kids like that is just he knows exactly what he's doing, and all his kids are going, "Oh yeah, we don't have to pay attention to rules. We'll get whatever we want." So
well, that's our future, John.
Yeah, but it's that father's fault.
Yep, you know? exactly. It's very, 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 very sad. Know what I could use right now, John?
A cold beer?
No. Okay. Well, yeah, I was thinking about my wife. That Joffrey's drink that she got, that thing was so good, John. I gotta figure out how to make a couple of them at home.
You know, I've had one or two out there before when I was at the Food and Wine Festival. I had the Shaken Jamaican a couple of times, and then they make a Bailey's one there at near Canada, and both of those are awful tasty too. So
yeah, this one had that Jameson and the coffee and the Coke in it. My, well, you know me, anything that has Coca-Cola in it, I'm in, John. Coke or Pepsi.
So. You still like both of them? I thought you were fully on board with Coke now.
I went more the Coke, but if Coke's not available, that's what I, you know, my next option is Pepsi. I was the Pepsi kid for 30 years, and then because even when I would go to Disney years ago,
you would take Pepsi with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be pissed off. I'd go to the gas station and buy Pepsi because all you could get was Coke out of the machines. So, but now they changed that Pepsi formula, and I had to go back to Coke when they changed theirs back. So it's never ending for me, John. I'm back and forth, but I'll tell you what, the Jameson cold brew whiskey coffee with a splash of Coke, it was really good. It was called the Bubbly Brew, and it really brewed my bubbly, John.
Yeah, sounds pretty tasty.
It was good. Brenda loved it. I only got one taste, John, and she wasn't allowing no more. It was a good thing. The reason we got that day was, believe it or not, is because she took the Benadryl, because of her. Remember the allergies were bothering her.
Yeah.
So we figured that with all the caffeine in it would offset it, if you follow me. And she wanted a drink, so that's what we got, and it woke her back up, John.
Yeah, you know what I did out there the first time I got Lisa to try coffee, because she's never been a coffee drinker. I bought her, and my point was to try to buy her something to take the edge off, because she's a anxiety hound. She's nervous about stuff all the time and worried about this and worried about that. So I was like, you know, if I can get just a little touch of liquor in her, maybe it'd help her relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I bought her one of those coffee drinks with, I think it was a shot of Kahlua in it. And she really liked it. She really liked the drink. And then she's like, give me another one, but get it without the cologne. I'm like, oh, crap. So you missed the whole point. And now she has to have a Starbucks every freaking day. So it started the downward slide in coffee drinks. So.
Yeah, well, that's sad. Anyway, the Hollywood Brown Derby receives a new menu at Hollywood Studios, and Judith got to experience this, John. Let me read the menu to you real quick.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
All right. We'll start with appetizers. You tell me what you would like to have, John. They got a lobster bisque with lobster, heirloom tomatoes, and sherry for $14. Heirloom tomato and a burrata salad, shaved onions, the Thai basil, gremolata, citrus, and citrus vinaigrette, $13. You got your shrimp cocktail with shaved fennel, cucumbers, traditional cocktail sauce. That's $15. And a tuna caprese nocosi, Kalamata olive toast, quail eggs, and green peppercorn aioli, $16. Sea scallops, pork belly, stone fruit barbecue, red onion gastrique, $17. A charcuterie board, chef selection of cured meats and cheeses for $21, and a local green and strawberry salad with candy, pistachios, black ash, cashew cheese, champagne vinaigrette. Which one are you going for?
I'd be torn between the lobster bisque and the scallops.
Yeah, I'd be all over them scallops every day of the week and twice on Sunday, John.
Yeah, they do sound good.
Yes, so we'll get them and we'll split. We'll get two bowls. You could pour some of your soup in mine, and then I'll all give right. you half my scallops. How's that sound?
That sounds like a winner.
Before you take a slurp, though, John, we have to
yes,
split
yes,
it.
Of course.
Okay, just
of
so
course.
You know the rules, John. Don't make me do a bazinga to you. That's the Big Bang Theory, John. Filet mignon, steak, Diane. Judith. I know I didn't want to tell Tommy you're cheating on him with Robbie, but that's what Tommy got when they went to the Brown Derby. The filet mignon, steak, Diane is potato puree, asparagus, brandy mustard cream. Add shrimp, make it $58. Add scallops, make it $61. And it was $49, John. Free range chicken a la king is $33. Halibut. Veronique, $42. It has white asparagus, grapes, and verjuice for $42. Seafood, Siopini. It's lobster, scallops, shrimp, calamari, and halibut, and an atomic aromic tomato broth. Atomic. It's going to blow up in your face. the screen did one of those shift ups. You know exactly what I'm talking about. An yep. aromatic tomato broth. Now, do you think this would be good, John? Should we try that, or should we stay away worried about the broth?
Well, no, that was just the Yak and Yeti's broth that we did.
No, but I also had the problem also over at Skipper's Canteen, John.
Yeah, that's true.
I did have the problem there. Ura King Salmon is a grilled local corn, Fresno peppers, and sweet corn. $38. Old Famous Cobb Salad, which we are famous. Old Famous, same thing. Our Famous Cobb Salad. Wild Mushroom Risotto. Exotic mushrooms, herbs, and a chive coconut. Now, I like mushroom risotto, but it's $29. Is that all you're going to eat?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. There's nothing with it, really. So, yeah, and I mean, I guess a really well-made risotto stands up by itself, but it still seems like more of a side than a main dish. Mm.
And then the Brown Derby signature burger is $24. Now, I'm wrong. I misspoke earlier in this. Tommy did not get the filet mignon, Diane. He got a filet at the California Grill. When this popped up, he actually got this. The Brown Derby signature burger. As soon as I read the ingredients, it made me remember. Tommy got this. Bacon, jam, cheddar, fried egg, Russian dressing, and hand-cut fries. Now, Tommy didn't like the egg running on the burger. Now, do you like it when – I've had this before. Do you like that, John?
I've had one burger with an egg on it, and it I kind of liked the flavor, but it made the burger incredibly too messy for me to even enjoy. So, no, I'm not a fan.
Okay.
I can stay away from the egg.
Now, can I give you a trick to make it better, because I have done this?
Sure.
I asked the chef to make the egg almost well done. I don't want the yolk runny. So you still get the flavor of the egg on it. It makes the egg like almost like a hard-boiled egg, if you follow me. Just make it to where it's not a runny egg. Even if it has a little ooze to it, it changes the whole burger because you still get that flavor of the egg, but it's not all gooey because everybody knows I don't like messiness.
Yeah.
And it does change the texture of it. It really tastes good because slices of a hard-boiled egg would actually even taste good on there. I'd rather them chop the egg up and put it on that way. It's really good. It does enhance the
slather
flavor.
Some egg salad across the top.
There you go. But just the egg itself, like the egg white, still you could make an egg well done without burning the egg white if you follow me. So yeah. There's ways to do it. That's the way I do it. It really tastes good. Then they have different enhancements you can add to things. Crispy potato cakes for $8. Lobster Thermidor macaroni and cheese for $12. And then grilled asparagus for $9. And then there's desserts. The world famous grapefruit cake, John. My wife liked that. The creme brulee, which you would like, right, John?
No, I'd probably try the grapefruit cake. Right. I'm a big fan of key lime pie, so I know it's a little tart. More than sweet, I'd probably like it. So
it is really good, John. You would love it probably because it's a vanilla sponge cake with a grapefruit syrup, grapefruit cheesecake with a grapefruit jam, and a brown is a brown derby original. It's really good.
Yeah, I probably would like that.
It isn't overly sweet, John.
Yeah.
Then they had the decadent Flores chocolate mocha cake, which is $13. That has raspberries and amaretto crumble on it, and then they have a chocolate coconut cake, which that's what I would get. So. And then a bunch of drinks and appetizer, kids meals. They got a grilled beef fillet for kids, which is only $14. Man, I might get the kids here.
I was gonna say and it's probably a 4 or 5 ounce steak. So if you got that and just added some maybe your lobster mac and cheese to it or something, that might be a meal right there.
Listen to these prices. We might go in and say we want the children's meal: grilled chicken breast for $14, served with choice of two selections. And choice of small low-fat milk or water that comes with it, John. Grilled beef fillet served with choice of two selections and the same thing. They have a hot dog for $8, a grilled seafood fish for $16, and then a vegetarian for $10. That's pretty damn good. Go in and instead of order your regular meal, and then if you want to try a fillet, just get one of the kids as a side dish.
that's for Billy. He'll be back in a minute. He's in the restroom. Mm-hmm. Just put it right over there, would you please?
Yeah, I want the kids menu as my appetizer. What the hell? You got anything else here, Johnny?
No, I think that's about it. I was going to tell you, Doug, I am fully on board. One of the things that you have said to me, and I kind of argued with you a little bit back in the day, I have to full bore be on board with you now.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sons of Anarchy thing with under the they are constantly going to lockdown. Why in God's name would you live like that?
Exactly. Now, thank you. I appreciate my brother and my godson would not come around to this. Which actually, happy birthday, my godson Donnie. His birthday is today, so happy birthday, Donnie. But am I wrong about that show, John?
Holy
I mean,
crap! I watched all of The Sopranos. I watched all of Breaking Bad. I never remember any of those shows where you are in constant fear for your life and you're doing something to upset other groups and they're constantly going to war.
Yeah.
I mean, holy cow, dude. No. That in the montage with the music at the beginning and the end sometimes, it drives me nuts. It's always like some folksy hippie music, too. I'm like, shut up.
Exactly. Thank you. And the show could have been – the show had some really good – characters in it, like I like the characters, but they, like I said, just go fishing one freaking weekend or go have
it's not even that it's not that sometimes there's violence and stuff, like, no, it's constantly lockdown and
exactly
has to, and that's the one thing I guess you probably do agree with it, as
yes.
opposed to like The Sopranos, you know, if you're going to get into that violent life, get into, well, I hate to say it, but get into with the mafia. They respect your family and stuff like that.
But,
you know, you get in there with the drug cartels and stuff. They go after everybody. It's horrible, man.
No, so. And the point of it is they get into this. Like, even The Sopranos would go to Vegas. They would go out on boat trip. They went to the jury. They had fun. They would go out to dinner together. They had some
fishing. Yeah,
playing
yeah,
golf. So. Tony ended up beating somebody up on the golf court eventually, but he did love golf for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd see them in the pool with the, remember the ducks and all that stuff? Like, at least there was some, He loved his daughter. They went on college road trip together. I mean, he found
Well,
somebody.
yeah, that did devolve into something else,
Exactly.
but
But
still.
the point is, like, my point is, like, when you're in a biker gang, don't they go down to Daytona to have a good time, John?
There's no Sturgis. There's no.
No.
Yeah, I mean, God, it just looked horrible. I mean, but that begs the question: why would you want to do this? I mean, and I don't know, Doug. It cracked me up. There was one time where he was talking to his wife, and she was saying they need to get out of it and stuff
yeah.
like that. Well, what am I gonna do? Just be an auto mechanic?
Yeah,
I can't do it. Well, yes. Yes, and I always love that too. When you hear people on TV shows and reality shows are the worst. Well, I'm doing it for my family. You know, no, you're not. You're doing it for your own self gratification. You know who's doing it for their family? That guy that gets up at 5 o'clock, goes to a job he hates so he can bring home friggin' a paycheck. That's who's doing it for his family. I hate this crap where they self congratulate themselves like they're doing it for their family. No, you're not.
No,
you're not.
No, you're doing it for you. Your family still love you regardless of what you did, and if they don't. You need to get new family. That's all I'm saying.
And especially him. I mean, if he got out of it, he would be alive to deal with his kids. You know, the way that that life is going, you're going to be dead. So you're not doing it for your family. So don't give me that crap.
No. Well, I'm glad. The moral to the story is you agree with me, and that's what makes me happy. No, it's just, like I said, they should have gone to Daytona, Sturgis, had fun. You know, show them all hanging out. Like, I've listened to, because me being at work, I talk about listening to books on tape all the time. I've listened to multiple on the Hell's Angels, the Mongol. I've listened to all these books. Most of the books are all about the fun they have as a brotherhood, not about wars.
Exactly, fighting other motorcycle gangs constantly.
No,
not just once, but all the time.
When you listen to this, they talk about the 8 year ago war, not every day. So it's crazy. This is something also, John. I didn't know if Trader Sam's Grotto items pulled from stores to be destroyed as cultural sensitivity inclusion changes continue. It has the Trader Sam's with the logos on the T-shirts. You know which ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, and it's not even going to Cash Connection or anything, so.
Nah. It goes along with the Jungle Cruise changes. I mean, Gilligan's Island needs to be banned from television, too. Because they had, you know what I mean, on the island. I don't know, John.
Well, think about the trouble honeymooners would be in nowadays.
Oh,
jeez. So, yeah.
Even the Flintstones, they might have to ban. I'm trying to see here. There was something else I wanted to show you, but...
Oh, vegetarians would be so upset with the Flintstones, that'd be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, with the sides of beef?
Oh, that rib thing he got at the car.
Yabba dabba doo, John! Yabba dabba doo! Jungle Cruise coming to Disney Premier Access and theaters on July 30th. The Rock, they put him in everything. I mean...
He's the highest paid actor in Hollywood right now. You believe that?
Uh-huh. And it's crazy. Like, I just don't imagine him. I don't imagine the Jungle Cruise skipper as being 6'5", 300 pounds, built like Adonis. He just doesn't. Like I imagine Gilligan as this Jungle Cruise skipper. Am I wrong?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, when you think of Jungle Cruise skipper, I don't know if you necessarily think of The Rock, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I like him in almost everything he does. So he's pretty funny. So.
Okay. I like The Rock 90, I'd say 75% of the time. But did you see the one that he played in with what's the comedian? Where he played the geek in high school and he's with
Oh yeah.
Let's see, when he acts like that, he doesn't jive well to me. He's not that guy. Have you ever seen anybody look at him act like a total nerd?
No. He was pretty good in Jumanji.
Yeah,
that one was pretty good. So.
It was funny. That was his character was changed because of a reason, not just acting that way. It was a little off-putting when he was in that. That one I didn't like. You know, Fast and the Furious, all those movies, I see him. The Scorpion King, you know, that's great. I've always followed The Rock, but yeah, I just don't imagine my Jungle Cruise skipper being built. I mean, Adonis like him.
Yeah, probably not. But
I wouldn't.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to the movie. So
no,
I'm hoping it has a lot of references to the actual attraction and stuff. So and God, it can't be any worse than what Eddie Murphy's Haunted Mansion and who was in Tower of Terror? That was
exactly, John. That answers your question.
Yeah, but that one was even worse. Haunted Mansion wasn't too bad, but yeah, that Tower of Terror one was terrible.
Yeah, well, I didn't like the Haunted, and I love Eddie Murphy. I mean, me and Brenda have gone back and watched live and all his stand-up comedy acts. I'm a big Eddie Murphy fan. I mean, that's back when Saturday Night Live was actually funny.
No, there was a golden age of Saturday Night Live, but yeah. I don't know. It stretches all the way, I mean, up to Will Ferrell and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So there's been so many great comedians that came out of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, the last 10 years, though, it's been like a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
You know, Walt Disney World Park releases Hours. They're bumping up Hours, John, bumping up cast members. What else we have here? Tell me when you got to leave, John. I'll let you go.
Yeah, I still got to go get some lunch and stuff. So.
Okay. I'll let you go in 1 minute. Orlando Area Community Group exposes Brightline Train Extension. Opposes. They're against it, John. So that means even more. This is the thing I wanted to get in. Did you hear about your brother, one of your brother cast members? And it was such a
Which
shame.
One?
They had to take his picture with his mask on. Walt Disney World cast member saves 4-year-old child and earns Disney Hero Award. Got it this week.
Cool.
In a touching Instagram post, Walt Disney World President Jeff Vallee celebrates Epcot security cast member Joe Diaz. Diaz has been awarded the Disney Hero Award, an honor only given to cast members who have saved a life or prevented serious injury. In December 2020, Diaz was on his way home from work when he stopped to help a scene of a car partially submerged in water. He leapt into the pond and was able to keep the 4-year-old child's head above water until emergency service could safely remove the child from the vehicle. What a great man.
Good job.
Vale, along with Vice President of Security Linda Reed and Vice President of Epcot Kurtika Rodriguez, presented Diaz with the illustrious award. Sorry, the screen was moving again. So that's amazing. Thank you, Mr. Diaz. You did a great job. And I just wish they would have took it. They took the poor man's picture with his mask on. He's all by himself. That's a shame.
We're gonna look back on stuff like this 10 years from now and go, oh yeah, that was taken in 2020 or 2021, wasn't it? Yeah, so
no, it's very sad, but no, I'm very happy. I'm very proud of him. It's a hell of a man, because yeah, the water might not have been deep, but there's snakes and crocodiles in there. Or alligators. I corrected myself before you could jump on me. You love to pounce on me, don't you, John?
Oh, man, don't mess with my Florida wildlife.
Yeah. So. I corrected myself before you got me, so. What else? I'm just looking, making sure we got everything, John. But this was very good. No breaks in action, no cutting up. It was very nice to talk to you nonstop for a little over an hour, John.
Yeah, we'll have to see if I can keep these Sunday schedules like this. We might be able to do it again next week. So
yeah, I wonder. Hopefully, tomorrow. That's what I wanted to say. Finally, that's the other thing that cracked me up. We were talking about the social distancing and everything. Tomorrowland Transit Authority people are now loading every car. Imagine that, John. Me and Brenda were in disbelief that they were skipping cars and loading us by ourselves. I mean, not that we minded it once we got on the car, but waiting an hour for the ride. And Splitsville is hiring too, John, now. I think they're looking to get the lanes and everything reopened at full capacity. So.
That's good. Yeah, I saw something. They were going to close a couple of lanes a couple of months. We talked about it. They're building another bar, so... Yeah, so it's good that they're opening what lanes they do have, but I guess it goes to show you that bowling or alcohol. Alcohol makes more money. So,
yeah, John, the only way he's going to bowl if you put alcohol in the finger holes. He can drink it, right, John?
Yeah, I haven't been bowling in a long time. I need to go down there. We got a nice discount at Splitsville, so I need to try that sometime.
When I come down, we'll have to bowl, because I was a league bowler for years, John.
Yeah, of course you were.
I love the ball. I bowled. We won. Me and my cousins won quite a few. We won like what, 4 championships? We're really good. Low man on our team had a 196 average. It's not bad.
Oh, look at you.
But dude, I started when I was like, you know, my brother started taking me when I was like 12 years old, and I never stopped. The only reason I stopped was this union work. I stopped about 12 years ago because of getting up at 5 in the morning. It was kind of hard to go bowling and get up when I got older.
Yep.
So, but anywho, that's the alarm to let you go eat, John.
All right, lunchtime.
You know, but anyway, thanks, John, for doing this. Please, guys, head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We're pumping out like 27 shows a week now, so please leave us a review. If you disagree with us about anything, put John in the little comments that you don't agree with John, and that works, right, John?
Oh, yes, 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 absolutely. If you can tell me why you would choose to become a motorcycle gang member in such a way, I'd love to hear why.
Yeah. Well, at least you agree with me on that one. Thanks, Johnny. Yeah. But everybody be kind to one another. If you went on a Walt Disney World trip, let us know, and we will talk to you soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Look for me on the buses.
Bye, guys. That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.